Hello, I'm Seth Ward. Welcome to Puerto Rico Talks to Town and Country, a five-part podcast series that brings the talents and tastemakers of Puerto Rico to you. In this second installment, we're speaking with Carlos Cabrero, the president of the Puerto Rican Surfing Association. I know Puerto Rico has great beaches, but what makes the surfing here so incredible, Carlos?
Well, the surfing in Puerto Rico is so incredible because our location, we're in the Caribbean, and we have some great surf on the north side of Puerto Rico and west coast of Puerto Rico, which is Puerta del Sol. This area on the west coast gets some straight offshore winds and makes the wave perfect and more ridable for surfers.
So what areas of the island are the best surfing?
Best areas in Puerto Rico is Rincon, Aguadilla, Isabela, which is Puerta del Sol area. And we have wave all the way to the east side, which is Arecibo, San Juan, and Fajardo. Some of these breaks are reef breaks and sand bottom breaks.
You mentioned Rincon. Wasn't the first world championship of surfing in Rincon?
Yes, back in 1968, we have the world championship contest. And last year, we have the world master championship, which is on 2007.
So how are the waves in Rincon?
The waves in Rincon are beautiful. We have some good breaks. One of the breaks is called Tres Palmas, where it holds breaks. It breaks up to 30 feet wave. We have Marias, we have Domes, and Sandy Beach. And some of these spots are great. The wind is offshore, makes the wave clean and offshore, and is perfect for a surfer destination.
How easy is it to get to these places, though, Carlos?
Well, it's super easy. You can fly into Aguadilla Airport. You're like half hour away from all this town, which is only 15 minutes away from Aguadilla and half hour from Rincon.
What about those of us, Carlos, who want to learn how to surf but need lessons?
We have some surfing schools in Puerto Rico. There's one located in San Juan, and there's another one in Aguadilla and Rincon. You can find Caribbean Surfing School, Puerto Rico Surfing School, and One Surfing School. Some of these schools, you can go internet and find their information, or you can read the Que Pasa tourist magazine in Puerto Rico, and there will give you all the information to find their school.
But if I've never been on a surfboard before, are the waves in Puerto Rico going to be too much to handle?
No. Some of the breaks give you the option to surf some smaller waves inside of the break, or you can drive 50 minutes away from where you're surfing and you're going to find smaller surf. So it's going to give a good option all around the Puerta del Sol area to surf and learn how to surf.
So Puerto Rico has something for every skill level?
Yes. Can go and surf big waves on the north side, and you can go to the west coast the same day, and the wave's going to be like half of the size.
What about other sports, though, Carlos, like scuba, for instance?
Well, we have beautiful world-class diving areas in Puerto Rico. You can go to Desecheo Island, which is west of Rincon, or you can go to the east side of Puerto Rico to Fajardo, and you're going to find some great scuba diving spots over there. Plus, we have Culebra and Vieques Island, which give you another option to go on diving, and they have some incredible beach over there that you can go and check it out.
So there's more to enjoy in Puerto Rico than just the warm weather?
Yes, definitely. You can go and do some hiking. You can go to El Junque Rainforest and have fun over there. You can go to the Old San Juan and dance some little bit of salsa, or you can go and have some great dinner and taste our typical food.
That's great, Carlos. Those are some great recommendations. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Join us next week when we speak to Sidney Wolf, the president of the Puerto Rico Golf Association. It's all part of the year of Puerto Rican culture, the celebration of Puerto Rico's music, dance, gastronomy, and literature.